Hymn number 39, The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, Her Lord. Hymn number 39. May we stand, please, as we sing. May we stand.
The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, Her Lord. She is His new creation by war and the Word. From heaven He came and sought her to be His holy bride. And with His blood He bought her, and for her life He died. Elect from every nation, yet one of all the earth, or charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with a vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the Three in One, and mystic sweet communion with all whose rest is one. O happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee.
Be seated, please. As we continue the singing, we turn just across the page to hymn numbered 38, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord, the House of Thine Abode. Hymn numbered 38.
I love Thy kingdom, Lord, the house of Thine abode, the church of blessed Redeemer, safe with His own precious blood. I love Thy church, O God, dear as the apple of Thine eye, and graven on Thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend, to her my cares and toils begin, till toil's curse shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways, her sweet communion.
and now to lead us in choral worship, Stetson University Glee Club, under the direction of Professor Harold Giffen, will sing for us Holy Radiant Light and the Creation.
Miss Antonina Canzanero, missionary nurse to Nigeria, wrote the delightful little book, Letter Home. We borrowed the idea from that little book for our missionary meditations for each session of this annual meeting. This morning, another missionary nurse to Nigeria, who has meant so very much to us here at home during this year of furlough, in recruiting young women to go to the mission fields as nurses. Miss Aletha Fuller, missionary nurse to Nigeria, West Africa, will come and tell us what it means to her, first of all, to receive letters from home. And as she comes, may we tell her that her letters to us have meant far more than she realizes. Following Aletha Fuller's message, Miss Blanche Groves, long-loved missionary to China, to Hong Kong, now at home, to lead us on to higher missionary giving and praying and living, will lead us in our morning prayer. Nestled between a lush tropical forest and a broad sweeping river in eastern Nigeria, there is a mission station. And I shall never forget the day in that mission station when electric lights were turned on and when I saw water running through pipes instead of in buckets on African heads. And as we use those conveniences every day, we remember with gratitude that they were provided by you here at home, deeply concerned for the cause of Christ around the world. For you here at home do play such an important role in the ongoing and success of our efforts overseas. And how we thank you for all you do from the depths of our hearts. As you give through your churches to the cooperative program and the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, you are walking hand in hand with your missionaries. Together, we are building bridges to continents. Thank you for your dependable support. And thank you for your faithful daily prayers in our behalf. Your intercessory prayers have often helped us to find the strength and the assurance that we have needed. Because you pray, people continue to accept Christ, churches are begun, and the kingdom of God is advanced. And thank you for your letters. Our own mail comes 3 times a week by bicycle, 18 miles, and in the rainy season, this often takes all day. In flood time, our mail runner has actually waded water shoulder deep, holding the mail bag high above his head to preserve your letters. But that mail bag is most important, and when it is heavy, our morale soars. And what a joy it is to correspond with you here at home, who are our partners in this great mutual endeavor. And what a privilege to have been your missionary nurse in Nigeria. Countless joys have come from being an eyewitness on the field to God's great love and power. I have personally witnessed many wonderful things that God has done in Nigeria. I saw God give an African mother a living child after she had had 8 stillborns in the village unattended. He did it by placing a hospital in a very needy section, by providing personnel and equipment, and by giving power to his servants who labor there. I saw an attractive African young woman after having finished in first position in the graduating class of her nursing school, join our nursing staff as her avenue of service to God and to her fellow man. But you ask the question, is there anything unusual about that? She was a motherless baby of the Ekpaya tribe, who feel that such is a curse and they seek to kill these babies. But God touched the hearts of the Christian women of the Ogbogolo tribe down the river, and these women now rear many of these motherless babies in their own homes. Joanna Odoko was saved from being drowned as per custom, and she now faithfully serves, as do other grown-up motherless babies of her tribe. And God did that. For the 2 tours that I've served at the Joy Nkrumah Hospital, it has been necessary for us to put all of our new mothers and new babies all in one big female ward with the medical patients and surgical patients and all the others. But God touched the hearts of Southern Baptists to give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. And now we have a wonderful new maternity building, and it's adequate in every way. As the Africans describe it, it is proper. And God did that. In the very place where formerly scores died of smallpox, I have seen epidemics avoided because missionaries with medicine and skill in their hands were on the scene at the right time, and God did that. I saw the Ngeni tribe after losing two of their faithful Christians as human sacrifices to a neighboring tribe refuse to start a tribal war or become bitter, resentful, or to retaliate. I saw the family of those two men deeply concerned that the other tribe know Jesus. And what a change in their own attitude and actions from previous years. For Christ had come into their hearts and had changed them. God made the difference. I've seen an African pastor, tired, worn, sick at heart, after persecutions and threatenings to his very life, determined to stay at his post and preach Christ and his teachings despite actual danger, because God had called him and God would sustain him. And now a real victory has come in that church. Surely God raised up a man like Pastor Sunday Elisha. I know a man who was so near death they carried him home to die, and the casket had already been built. But Harrison lives today, and God did that. Not only does he live physically, but he has hope of eternal life. For God gave me a burden on my heart for my patient. And as I spent much time telling him of the Jesus that I know, this man accepted Christ as his own personal Savior, and God did that. Over and over again, we see the power of Christ changing the lives of those who trust him. And what a great cross-section it is. The old and the young, the rich and the poor, the educated and the illiterate. Oh, I'm getting homesick for Nigeria and anxious to get back to that work so full of challenge, to again shoulder my part of the responsibility. For the country I serve is unquestionably one of the most important countries in the African continent. It is larger than any European country except Russia. It is the most populous country of Africa. It is the most predominantly black country of the world. And 1 out of every 10 living Americans has an ancestor from Nigeria or close by. What do we see when we look at this very important African country? The whole continent is in a period of change, formerly referred to as the Dark Continent. It now is more properly referred to as the Emerging Continent. Nigeria will gain her independence and become a new nation on the 1st of October of this year, an evidence of the good relationship which exists between the Nigerian people and the missionaries during these very strategic days. Is the fact that the Nigerian government has tentatively invited several of our emeritus missionaries to come to Nigeria to the independence celebrations at government expense. In many ways, one is able to observe that the whole pattern of African life is undergoing rapid transformation. The influx of modern conveniences in many areas, the obvious upsurge of cultural advantages, and the increase of industrial projects all are evidences of this change. But students of African affairs are pretty well agreed, regardless of their religious affiliation or lack of it, that the most explosive force in modern African life today is Christianity. The first missionaries were spoken of as these that have turned the world upside down. Surely the awakening of Africa is due in very large measure to the work of Christian missions. We are deeply grateful for the way that our Nigerian people have responded to the gospel. With humility and with gratitude to God, we are able to report that we have been having about 6,000 baptisms per year. In the last 8 years, Nigerian Baptists have increased their giving 32 times to causes outside their own churches. Now, 85% of our churches are self-supporting. Here in this country, it takes 23 people to win one person to Christ, but in Nigeria, it takes 7 to win one person to Christ. Since the Nigerian Baptist Convention has its own home and foreign mission board now, Nigerian workers are employed in 3 home mission areas, and only last month, in the 47th session of the Nigerian Baptist Convention, our first foreign missionaries were appointed, 2 fine young Nigerian couples to go to the country of Sierra Leone. It truly is gratifying to see the great load of responsibility carried by the Nigerian people. All of our pastors are Africans except one. African nurses outnumber missionary nurses almost 2 to 1. There are over 2,900 African teachers as compared with 67 missionary teachers in our Baptist schools. In some areas, Africans have taken over the work formerly done by missionaries who served as advisors to Nigerian pastors and churches. In recent years, there's been much emphasis upon the use of trained African leadership in places of responsibility wherever they could replace missionaries, and we are grateful for this. Another phase of our work in Nigeria in recent years has been Moving on into an accelerated expansion of work into the northern and the eastern regions of Nigeria, the recent occupation of some unevangelized areas is a great cause for joy. Yes.